Welcome to this podcast series from my book, Leadership Starts With You, A Quest for Leadership Excellence. My name is Whitney Brayer, and I'm the author of this business novel. It's a novel, it's a story, but really, it's a journey. It's a journey of Kathleen Battlefield, and I warmly invite you to accompany Kathleen on her personal and professional development journey, and maybe it'll become your journey as well. In this podcast, podcast number 5, we're going to tackle the topic of energy. More specifically, it's about your energy and your power. So how and when do you recharge your batteries when they're depleted? Many people I know wait until the weekend to recharge them. During the week, they say, it's too hectic, to-do lists are ticked off, and work and family obligations are met, which of course are important. Granted, with more time in home office, commuting and time in the car are both greatly reduced, but for many people, that's also a danger, the lurking danger in your home office of writing just one last email or doing something extra on the laptop just once before you go to bed. So our boundaries between work and life have become blurred, and the ability to set clear boundaries, well, could be improved. For many clients, I hear the statement, at the end of the day, I can't even tell you what I really did today. I was busy and pretty stressed, but what did I really accomplish? Others have told me, and maybe this rings a bell, they say, I'm so unfocused. I'm just so busy multitasking and putting out fires. I've forgotten what's really important. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about something called a morning routine. And this is what Anna, a protagonist in my book, has tried out for years. She's a mother of 2 children. She's a wife. She's a CEO of an energy company. And she's also very active in the community. In the book, she said, you know, I'm a professional when it comes to energy. That's my business. I understand the market and I have clear vision of the future of my business, but not of my own energy. My batteries are just depleted. They're empty at the end of the day. So in the story, her coach asks her, well, Anna, how do you start your day? Maybe her answers sound familiar. Her breakfast is a cup of coffee while she's reading the news, skimming through social media, a quick glance at the emails on her phone. Well, this was the case until Anna discovered a method that gave her strength and clarity for the day. To help you focus on your day, you might also want to try this method. It consists of 4 questions. It takes about 5 minutes max, and it helps you create clarity for the day, which gives you energy and drive. And hopefully more strength at the end of the day. So 4 questions, just make a mental note as you're listening. And these questions are in the book as well as in the learning journal, which is separate. But here's question number 1. It has to do with your beliefs. What do you believe about yourself? This has to do with affirmations or mantras, however you want to formulate it. But first of all, negative beliefs drag us down. They cost energy and they lead to, well, negative results. So question 1 is more of a positive statement about you and yourself. And it starts with, I am or I can. And in the book, Anna on this particular day has a big town hall meeting in the afternoon where all the employees come together and one of her new community projects is going to be announced. And she's going to stand on stage and give a speech. Something she doesn't do every single day. So she wrote on that morning, she wrote as her affirmation for the day, I am a competent speaker and I inspire my audience. I'm a competent speaker and I inspire my audience. And she had a clear picture of her on stage in front of her employees with her colleagues on the stage. And she saw herself there performing with poise and confidence and joy. And she knew this vision. And it helped her kindle the belief she had about herself that would, at the end of the day, drive her results. So what do you believe about yourself today? What tasks do you have out there that might help you write a better affirmation? Write it down, even on a post-it note where you'll see it more often. And repeat this sentence to have a clear vision. Remember, your brain believes what you say to yourself, one way or the other. So treat it kindly and treat it with a positive affirmation. Number two, what can I do a little bit better today than yesterday? This question has to do with mastery or continuous improvement, which we've already examined in the second podcast. Again, mastery. What can you do today that's a little bit better than yesterday? I think it's about your ability to self-reflect and be honest with yourself. It has nothing to do with bad-mouthing yesterday or worrying what you did or didn't do. I think it's about seeking improvement. Maybe just one little thing. So to strive for mastery, little things can make a big difference over time. Number three, something good I can do for someone today is, and these are acts of kindness. Remember, the task is to do something good for someone without ulterior motives or the expectation of getting something back. Yet it would affect all the other people you come in contact with. So what's behind it? Remember, our energy is contagious. Studies show that as one person does something good for another, that good deed can affect three more levels. The person you helps someone else or does something good too, and that second person helps another person. It's kind of a domino effect. This deed doesn't have to cost any money or cost really a lot of energy. You know, sincere positive feedback or an honest compliment. Or letting even someone out in traffic in front of you during rush hour can have a huge impact. These deeds are good for you. You get energy from them, and the recipient gets energy, and they pass this energy on. So when you start thinking about this good deed already early in the morning to start your day, you become more alert. You're looking for the opportunity, and you're in a much more positive mood. And yes, this positive mood has a positive effect on all the other persons or people that you come in contact with that day. Okay, number four, it's about setting priorities. This is my most important task today, ... The goal of this morning's entry and the fourth entry is to avoid multitasking and to really strive for single tasking. And this means so much more than just time management. It means really deciding what's the most important thing that will have the greatest value and impact, and not getting distracted while you do it. If everyone has the same number of hours in their day, why do some people seem to get so much more done than others? The answer is they focus on what's truly important and they prioritize. Because you've only got a limited amount of time and energy. And if you get bogged down and distracted, you can't really focus on anything. And you want to accomplish, I guess, as much as possible. But tend to then accomplish less. And perhaps deciding to do fewer things more effectively instead of doing more things half-heartedly. And, you know, the problem with procrastination, putting off these really important tasks, is that you produce a lot of undesirable side effects, like missing other deadlines, having disappointed results, and you have higher stress levels, you work longer days, and you have less sleep, maybe even poor nutrition through snacking, and there's no time for exercise and far too little time with family and friends. And that's all in the name of a goal that's easier to achieve than you can really imagine. So when you focus your concentration to the max, you'll learn to concentrate on one thing. And that's what it's all about. So these are the four questions. A positive belief about yourself, an affirmation for the day. I am or I can. I do. The second is mastery. What can you do a little bit better today than yesterday? 3, how can you pass on some positive energy? So something good I can do today for someone else. And 4, setting priorities. Your most important task today is. So these 4 questions help you start your day, gain clarity, and basically gain more energy. More tips, concrete examples, and further information on this topic can be found in the book, Leadership Starts With You, as well as in a separate learning journal, available at the website and with the password mentioned in the book. So grow your life, grow your team, grow your business, and remember, leadership starts with you. See you soon in podcast number 6.